Brady and Belichick have been at the forefront of the credit in New England for the last 20 years.
OTB's American Football Show. The Snap on OTB Sports Radio.
Burrow very much thrown in the deep end. He seems to have the correct temperament. I've never been totally won over by his actual talent, to be honest.
Keep updated with American football on OTB. Tune into The Snap every Friday on OTB Sports Radio. The OTB Podcast Network with Virgin Media. Catch all of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games live on Virgin Media TV.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
I signed for them after the Euros, and after my first day's training, I was driving home. I was actually thinking, regretting it. What have I done? It's like I walked into a circus. It's amazing, isn't it?
It's a shortened deal or no deals today. Phil is here with us. Phil, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you doing?
So we're going to be as rapid fire with this as we possibly can. Okay. Yeah. Manchester United have had a £91.3 million, €100 million bid rejected by Dortmund for Jadon Sancho, according to Sky Sports. They fear they're losing face if they make another offer for Sancho and then it's rejected. That's according to the Mail, who obviously are big on losing face. Are they being stubborn or a bit stupid?
Well, is it not a bit stupid considering Dortmund said that's what we want and United still haven't matched it? So that to me would seem like United aren't actually fully committed to doing this. And it's amazing. We were just talking before we came back on air about how it's actually quite straightforward to do deals, but United don't seem to be able to do them.
That's the point Gary Neville's making on Twitter this morning.
All the clubs are doing it. Why can't United do it? The size of United can't get deals done. I get that they're shopping from a different market than a lot of the other clubs in the Premier League because they have to go for quality. They have to go for the A-listers because they don't have enough A-listers in their squad at the moment.
And they haven't been able to develop players into A-listers themselves. Let's talk briefly about, so Luka Jovic, apparently they've joined the race for that. They're also apparently in the race for Ousmane Dembele. This is if the Sancho stuff doesn't happen. Would either of these do a job? Would both of them do a job if Jadon Sancho doesn't land?
Well, I know all transfers are a risk, but Jovic went to Real Madrid for big money off the back of a great season with Frankfurt, scored a couple of goals for them last season. Now, he actually played at the weekend for them, but you don't really see him having a future at Real Madrid. He needs to rebuild his career. I'm not sure United's the best club to go to at the moment because the pressure is on as soon as you walk in the door. With Dembele, we know how good he is, but he's got too many injuries and he doesn't seem to be too keen to leave Barcelona because now he's probably thinking, new manager, Suarez is gone, maybe I get more opportunity. But again, you're taking a big risk on a guy that's 23 but has already had several hamstring injuries.
Edinson Cavani, according to TalkSport, is a target.
He's an upgrade on Ighalo, a serious upgrade on Ighalo. He's a free transfer. But is this not going back to what they kind of did with the likes of Falcao?
Yes.
They took punts on these players and it just didn't work out.
Yes, very expensive punts on players who were way past it. Schweinsteiger, you know, someone's got to look at that team sheet and see Schweinsteiger and go, wow.
World Cup winner.
Manchester City have announced the signing of Ruben Dias for $65 million, with Nicolas Otamendi going the other way for less than 14, which is a haircut of $26 million at least on what they paid for Otamendi. Guardiola apparently wants to sign a new left back before the transfer window shuts. He agrees with us that their fullbacks are actually a bit rubbish at the moment. David Alaba and Ajax and Argentina's Nicolas Tagliafico, both 28, are on Manchester City's radar. These would both improve Manchester City's defence, right?
Yeah, obviously Alaba would be a better player to get because he can play anywhere across the back line. He can also play into midfield where obviously Guardiola will probably end up playing him anyway. But the worry for Manchester City is, regardless of who they get, it's the mentality of this squad now. The real concern is there's spells and games where they look so vulnerable. Wolves obviously scored in the first game. They should have scored more. Leicester blitzed them in the second half. And then you got a Sheikh that owns a club, yet Aguero's injured, Jesus is out, and you're turning to a 17-year-old, Liam Delap, to try and turn it around. And within a few minutes of bringing him on and Fernandinho off, the whole thing broke down and Leicester ran riot because Rodri is not Fernandinho. And as I said, the concern is that when things are put up to Man City, this team don't seem to have the strength to be able to battle through it. And you're looking at their rivals for the title, Liverpool. They're the complete opposite. They have mentality oozing out of them. And Manchester City, the most impressive mentality they showed was the season that they finished with the winning run to see off Liverpool on the final day of the season. Other than that, in big games, in big European games, City have
been a mistake or
let themselves down, and Guardiola's accident. Let them down as well with some of his team selections.
Is Alaba still at it? Is he still as good as he was?
He's been playing centre back for Bayern, and obviously, you know, the way they play with the high line, they attack with the full back. So it'd be a little bit of a different experience from him. He's not going to get, you know, can you imagine Alaba playing those games where they're just putting balls in on top of him? Like, pace and ability on the ball is where Alaba is an excellent player, but physicality, I'm not sure.
Okay, so sorry, if they sign him, do you expect him to play fullback?
I mean, what is a fullback with Pep Guardiola? You're basically up over the halfway line. Alaba isn't going to be as explosive going forward as, say, Mendy is, but obviously he's going to be a better defender. What does Guardiola want from his fullbacks?
I don't know. I don't think he knows anymore. No, I think he's in his own head at like a deep existential level.
Almost like he just looks at his fullbacks now and is like, next, please. You know, although Kyle Walker is still there. He was one of the originals that he signed. Mendy was there as well, got the injury, but Mendy makes too many mistakes.
Okay, so very briefly, in our final 90 seconds here, from a Manchester United perspective, tell me what's going to happen this week in the transfer window.
They're going to sign a couple of players, but they're going to be ones that will look great on paper but might not essentially work out. If they sign Sancho, it's a game changer for them because it sends out a great message. But I also worry for United if they don't sign Sancho, what message does that send to the supporters and the other players that they had one job to do during this whole transfer window and they didn't get it done?
Do you believe Manchester City's transfer business is done for the summer?
No, definitely would need to get more players. But looking at their fixtures between now and, say, their next 8 games, there's so many of those games, honestly, I can't make a legitimate case for City to absolutely nail on to win these games. Even the Leeds game this Saturday could be an absolute nightmare for City given how Leeds play. They're going to get chances.
All right, that is Deal or No Deal for this day.
I signed for them after the Euros. After my first day's training, I was driving home. I was actually thinking,
regretting it.
What have I done? Like, I walked into a circus.
It's amazing, isn't it? Pep must have been listening to us yesterday, Owen.
You'd look at Tottenham Hotspur and think to yourself, could Manchester City have copied Tottenham's transfer strategy this summer and had a better summer as a result of doing that?
Sign Gareth Bale.
Could they sign Matt Doherty, Reguilon, Gareth Bale, maybe not Gareth Bale, but certainly the first two, if, as you say, the conversations have been had within Manchester City and not just on sports shows about the weakness in their fullbacks or the perceived weakness of their fullbacks, then should they not have identified this a lot sooner? Because two of the best wing backs around have been snapped up because Tottenham Hotspur identified that these are the positions that we needed to strengthen in, and they've all gone out and they've already got them. So I find that very interesting. If even the fact that they're making moves, if these stories are true, to go and get a Tagliafico or to go and get a David Alaba, that is actually remarkable in itself, is it not? That it has taken them until this point for them to realise that. Like, obviously there was interest in Ruben Dias. They signed Nathan Ake at the start of the window, and they knew that centrally they needed bolstering. But if they're suddenly waking up after 2 games of the season and saying, God, we need fullbacks, that is terrible management because you don't even know what your weakness is.
Just on the point that Phil made about Delap, do you buy that they had to play Delap, or was there something else going on there? You know, the way that frequently Mourinho would pull out a team, the team would lose, and he would essentially be pointing up to the director's box going, look at the crap that you've given me to play with, I need a centre back. Was there a bang of that off picking the 17-year-old, or is he actually, you know, the new Erling Haaland?
I think the one way you could make a mitigating factor for it being the new Erling Haaland, but not necessarily that, is because they didn't have Jesus, they didn't have Aguero, and they didn't have a proper centre forward, and maybe he felt they were lacking that. But you look at their bench the other day, and I'm just going to get it up here. I think there could be an element of pointing to the stands as well. So you had Zinchenko, you had Zach Steffen, good old Zach Steffen, you had Laporte, you had Ferran Torres, who came on, you had Leon Delap, you had Tommy Doyle, and you had Cole Palmer.
Right.
These are like Football Manager regens sitting on Pep Guardiola's bench.
Zinchenko's missus had to issue a statement apologising, or Zinchenko had to issue a statement apologising for his missus criticising Pep in the Champions League. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
I'm like, it's the Streisand effect. I hadn't seen her criticisms of Pep, but I'm going to go and look them up now. That's a real sign that he's no longer, again, not actually a fullback, but playing fullback for the team. Somebody who we could have included in that list of players who have failed at fullback for Manchester City under Pep Guardiola. We were getting hammered on Twitter for yesterday. But anyway, I stand by almost everything that we said yesterday in Manchester City, the current car crash element will be interesting to see. But if they get Alaba, that would be a game changer, I think.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
The OTB Podcast Network with Virgin Media. Catch all of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games live on Virgin Media TV.